Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, Jesus in love, I know, and if you ever, I know, love in your word.
My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Now, faith is what you believe in. It's your loyalty to God, at least it is mine. Knowing that testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience, and what is patience? Patience is a delay. It means being calm while you're waiting. But let patience have its perfect works, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally, and liberally means freely, and without reproach. Reproach means without shame, without disgrace. And it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, believing in, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Let him not, for let not that man suppose he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in his ways. I have read to you from the book of James, from chapter 1, verses 2 through 8. Amen. Let us have a word of prayer to our Father God in heaven. Look up to heaven as I do when I pray most times. Our Father God in heaven, creator of all things, we lost sheep, come humbly before you in prayer with thanksgiving and gladness of your goodness and your mercy towards us. We thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city, as well. We should humbly thank you for allowing us to have sane, sound mind, excellent health, family, love, peace, joy, and happiness, courage, boldness, and restoring us lost sin, giving us prosperity in all things. I say that prayer or ask that prayer in your Son Yahweh's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day in the Bible tells you to remember the Sabbath day. A Saturday, to keep it holy and do no work. We are to rest on the Sabbath or the Saturday. You can read that in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. Now, my Bible may read slightly different from yours. I read from the New King James Version of the Bible. You don't have your three P's, your pencil, pen, and paper. Sometimes my voice tends to lose, but that's okay. I'm continuing. As long as God allows me to speak, I will speak. I want you to follow me to the book of John, chapter 15. We're going to read that. Today, that is today's reading, as well as I pray that our Father in heaven will allow me to finish reading from Psalms chapter 106. Let's read John chapter 15, verse 1, and continue until we finish it. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. That's the gardener, the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes. Prunes means that you cut it so that it can grow more, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me. Abide means to obey or follow or comply with me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. Withered means to draw up. You don't get any water. So you become useless. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. That's a good thing, isn't it? Abide in God's word, or Jesus' words. Also, his name is Yahweh. I found that out. Verse 8, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. A disciple is a follower of the teachings of Jesus Christ. At least I call myself a disciple. Many pastors I listen to them over television, and they are followers of Paul, in my view, because they teach pretty much what Paul taught. Verse 9, love and joy perfected. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandment, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments. And some people say we don't have to do those commandments anymore. But in my view, that's a lie from the pit of hell. Jesus just said, abide in me, just as I have kept my Father's commandment, and I abide in his love. Verse 11, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. And I am Jesus' friend. He told me to feed his sheep. And for years, I did not obey. And one night, I just said, well, Heavenly Father, I said, God, if it's you, then you need to explain to me, because I don't understand you telling me to feed your sheep. So he came back to me in a dream years later and told me, minister unto the people. And I didn't want to hear that, so I got up out of my sleep. And I went back to sleep around 3 or 4 o'clock that morning after watching a movie. And he came back, that same dream, that minister unto the people. And I was saying, oh, no, I don't want to do this. He said, fear not, I am with them now, obeying what God told me to do many, many years back. We're at verse 15. No longer do I call you servant, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friend, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You do not choose me, but I choose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, that, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever I ask, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. Now, verse 16 deserves reread. As one of the children in my family would say, do over. So I'm going to do verse 16 over. Remember, we're reading in the book of John, verse chapter 15. And I'm going to start reading, do over, verse 16. You do not choose me, but listen, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Now go back up to verse 12. It says, verse 10. I want you to remember, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And those commandments are the commandments that Moses told us, as well as his statutes. Let's read verse 17. These things I have commanded you, that you love one another. Verse 18, the world's hatred. Verse 18, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet, because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore, the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, and persecuted me to terrorize, bully, harass, or pick on, if they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all those things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they did not know him who sent me. Do over for verse 21. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they did not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin. Uh-oh. But now they have no excuse for their sins. Number 22, it requires a redo because it's important. Listen up, oppressors. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin, but now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would have no sin. But now they have seen us and also hated both me and my Father. But this happened that the word might be fulfilled, which is written in their law. I don't know their law. They hated me without a cause. So in their law, it is written, they hated him with a cause. For no reason, they hated Yahweh. They hated, also known as Jesus, the coming rejection. But when the helper comes, the helper is the comforter, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of the truth, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father. He will testify of me. And that verse 26 needs to be redone. But when the helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth. So the helper is the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father. He will testify of me. And you also will bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. See, that finishes reading John chapter 15. I pray that you receive comfort from that reading. Now, I want to go back to Psalms 106, and I left off at verse 35, but I'm going to go back up to verse 34. Psalms 106 gives you many sins or things that the lost sheep of Israel did not do after crossing the Red Sea. One, they forgot his work. They did not wait on him. They lusted after other things in the wilderness. They tested him. There are about five or six things in this Psalms 106 that the sheep need to read. Or either go back and listen to last week's program, and you'll learn of who Baal of Peor is. That's a Moabite deity. And a deity is a god that others worship. As well, you'll learn about Phinehas and what he did. I will tell you, just in case you do not go, listen to last week's recording. Go to the book of Numbers, chapter 25, and read verses 1 through 9, and it will tell you who Baal of Peor is as well as what Phinehas did. So let's pick up reading at verse 34. They did not destroy the people concerning whom the Lord had commanded them. I want you to go to the book of Deuteronomy with me, chapter 7, and let's find out what is being talked about here. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7. Verse 1. Now, let's go down to, verse 1. When Yah the Lord your God brings you into the land which you go to possess and has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, and the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you. And when Yah the Lord your God delivers them over to you, you shall conquer them and utterly destroy them. So those are the people who they were to destroy. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy to them. And that's what they failed to do. Verse 35, that they mingled with the Gentiles. They mixed, are not supposed to mix with the Gentiles. The book of Nehemiah and Ezra tells you that. Nehemiah chapter 13 tells you not no Amorite or Moabite should ever come into the congregation of our God. Yeah, and true. I am saying that we black folks who were brought over to the United States of America on slave ships are children, the children of Abraham. Read Genesis chapter 15, verses, I'm turning right there, yeah, verses, verses 13 and 14. I'll read them to you quickly. Then he said to Abram, his name had yet to be changed to Abraham, know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and they will afflict them. Afflict means to bring suffering to them for 400 years. And verse 14 says, also the nation whom they serve, I will judge, and he is judging this nation right now. You see fires, floods, and if you read the book of Daniel, I think it's in chapter 7, it tells you, maybe it's in chapter 6 of Daniel, that this country is going to be destroyed with no hand, without hand. So to me, that means fire, flood, earthquakes, without hand. It's going to be destroyed. Afterwards, they shall come out with great possessions. Now, I've told you before, in my studies of history at the college level, in 1619, African slaves or slave black folks like us were brought to Jamestown, USA. And after 2019, I am looking for great things, and starting especially in 2020. We're going to leave off there. We're going to come back to the book of Psalms 106 at another time. Let's have a closing word of prayer. I'll just say the prayer that this child said at Sabbath school. He said, Heavenly Father, keep the devil away. And I say the same thing in your son's name. Amen. I ask in your son's name. Remember, take our Father God with you, our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be with you next time. Now, I want you to go to www.eatandliveelonger.com. Purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer, by Dr. Reginald J. E. God loves you. I love you too, but God loves you more. Talk with you next time.